not really a whole lot of new things to add from yesterday. It's a disappointing outcome. I felt like we had our chances. We just collectively didn't do enough in any area. And when we really needed it, we weren't able to make the plays that we needed to make. So we're all disappointed. We all share in the defeat. Coaches, players, offense, defense, special teams, linemen, skilled players, everybody. It's disappointing. You know, we've come up short in three games. Not by very much, but it's been enough, and we have to find a way to perform better, both throughout the game and certainly in the critical games at the end. So it's really the long and short, but keep working hard to do that.
You know, how do you sort of manage the line between looking back on yesterday and finding out what you need to be better upon, and then also at the same time, you know, not getting too caught up in one game because, you know, there's another game coming around the corner here just 6 days away?
Yeah, well, that's the way it is every week, really. It's the same. We take the same approach every week. We look at the good things, try to build on those, correct mistakes, see our errors, coaching errors, playing errors, communication errors, whatever it happens to be, and try to address those and correct them, move forward, and then start to prepare for the new team that we face on the schedule and take into account what things would carry over and apply in the next game, which there are always some that will, and what things are probably more unique or specific to the team that we played and may not have as much application to the new team for whatever reason. And then the new challenges that come with a new team and try to, you know, bridge those together. So it's really a continuous cycle there. And some of the situations that we talk about every week will eventually resurface at some point. It may not be the following week, it may be, you know. So, you know, at some point along the line, those certain situations usually will show themselves again somehow. So we hopefully can learn from it, put it in the bank, and when it comes up again, be able to refer back to it. But on a weekly basis, it's a combination of rolling the old into the new and, you know, continuing to build our overall awareness and, of course, our execution of whatever it is that we're doing in that situation to build to a higher level of execution, whatever the plays happen to be, because in the end, that's what it always comes down to, is how well you can do whatever it is you happen to have called. So it's really the same every week. But it's that balance. I think whenever you lose, though, those games, those plays and those situations probably hang with you just a little bit longer than when you win, but it's still the same process.
Hey, Bill, you mentioned coming up short in a few games. Is that a mental toughness thing? And can you teach players about collectively or individually about how to close out games, about how to develop that consistency?
Oh, well, I think, sure, I think that's part of it. I mean, there are a lot of different adjectives you can use to describe it. But whatever it is, in the end, it comes down to situational awareness, reaching down at the end of the game in terms of performance, overall execution. But, you know, when you get down to the end of the fourth quarter, then the whole game really now hinges on just a handful of plays, or sometimes just one play. So not that all the rest of them don't matter, they do, but the importance of the game, because of the shortness of it, has now been reduced to a series or five plays or it could be one play. So then it really becomes an awareness thing and certainly an execution thing, is how well can you execute that one, two, or however many plays it is that are going to now determine the outcome of the game. And mental toughness, I think, is part of it. Awareness is part of it. Basic execution is part of it. Conditioning is part of it. Scheming and the actual technique of the play, or, you know, the way a play is set up, all those things are part of it. And it's an area, like I said, that I think we need to do a better job of all the way around. It's not any one person or any one thing or even any one play, but collectively, all the units that I previously mentioned, I think we're all involved, and we got to just work harder to get it to a higher level.
Bill, I know you've talked about execution, that being the key. just any, but maybe not directly related to that, any impressions of the crowd and the noise yesterday, if it had an impact at all?
You know, I don't think much any more so than any other games that we've played on the road. I mean, it was loud, but it's like that in every away stadium.
Bill, on the go-ahead touchdown where you had the situation in the secondary there, was that in concert with the pass rush or the ineffectiveness or their inability to get any pressure on Wilson at that moment in that given time, or were you more cognizant of or just trying to protect against any, you know, break in containment?
Well, I mean, on that particular play, they I'll say max protected, but they basically kept everybody in except for two receivers. Then they leaked an outlet guy out late, so they kept extra protection in to try to throw the ball deep. But could the pass rush have been better? I mean, it always can. Could the coverage have been better? Definitely. Could we have been at something other than that when that play was called? I mean, you know, of course, that's part of it too. So, I mean, the bottom line is though, we don't have any defenses that are designed to give up 50-yard touchdowns, or any offenses that are plays that are designed to cause penalties or turn the ball over, or do those things. So, always look at the design and always try to work to improve it. But we have to be able to execute whatever it is we have called. We don't know what they're going to run. So we have to be able to handle whatever it is they throw at us, whatever defense they call or whatever play they happen to run. So, you know, we've got to do a better job of that.
Mm-hmm.
If we have called something else or designed something else, you know, we could have. We'd have to execute that too. So they kept in a little extra protection on the pass, which is normal when you're throwing the ball that deep. That's common.
In that situation, Bill, would an extra defender in the backfield have helped?
I don't know. We had, I think we had enough people back there on paper. We just didn't have it covered. You know, we didn't have the play covered, so we didn't play well. I mean, look, I'm not trying to put the blame on the players or anything like that. That's not what it's about. You know, is there a different call we could have made? I mean, there always is. I don't think there was anything wrong with the call. I think we could have played it better, which includes coaching it. We played better. So I think the responsibility on the coaching end is the execution of it. You know, we could have been in something else because we would have had to cover it if we were in something else as well. So it comes down to the execution, and that's part of the coaching involved as well.
Bill, what was your impressions of Aaron Hernandez's first game back?
Well, I think Aaron, like all the other players that played in the game, did some good things. There were other things that I'm sure he would like to have back or like to do a little bit differently. So I think we're all in the same category on that one. And we did enough things to have a 13-point lead halfway through the fourth quarter. We did enough things to have the game come down to the last possession of the game. We didn't do enough good things to win it, so there were plenty of positive things there that got us to a point, but in the end, there weren't enough positive things to get the result we wanted, so pretty much in the same boat on that. No matter what player it is you want to attach to that, we're all, you know, feel the same way.
Bill, with this being Jets week, obviously, coming off a tough loss as you did, does it kind of, you know, in a strange way, I mean, help you grab their attention right away to say, hey, you know, there's little need for you to stress the importance of this week given the fact that it's, you know, in a division opponent, a division rival?
Well, of course, the division games are always we all know those are always the ultimately the most important games, although every game is important, but those games count a little bit more. So I'm sure everybody understands that. We'll talk about it a little bit, but we all know the importance of the division games, no question about it. But again, it's a long season. We go through the same thing 15 weeks. We've had big wins. We've had tough losses. unfortunately. But that's all part of turning the page and moving on to the next opponent, dealing with a new challenge. The Jets are big on this week, but we face big ones every week, and we'll just have to go through that process and try to get our team and our performance level to the highest point we can on Sunday.